The United States is moving ahead with a draft resolution that seeks to freeze the assets and restrict the travel of President Mugabe and 11 individuals in or close to his government who have been linked to recent political violence and the undermining of the election process. The proposed resolution also seeks to expand an arms embargo against the government. In a copy of the draft resolution obtained by VOA, President Mugabe is first on the list and is followed by 5 senior members of his security forces, 5 members of his government, and the head of the Reserve Bank. Britain has strongly supported the U.S. push for tougher sanctions. Britain's U.N. ambassador, John Soares.
I certainly think the Council should press ahead with a resolution on sanctions, yes. I think the situation is very dire there. I think we need to make clear that the views of the Zimbabwean people as expressed in the last election that was reasonably free and fair, that one on 29 March, need to be respected, and the new government needs to be formed on the basis of the views of the Zimbabwean people as expressed then.
The draft being circulated also demands that President Mugabe's government immediately begin talks with the opposition and ask the UN Secretary General to appoint an individual of international standing and expertise in human rights to serve as his special representative and investigate reports of human rights violations. Western diplomats say candidates on the shortlist for that appointment include former UN Chief Kofi Annan, Ghana's President John Kufuor, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, and former Mozambique President Joaquin Chissano. The resolution also expresses support for the ongoing efforts by the African Union and the Southern African Development Community, SADC, to solve the post-election crisis. The UN Security Council will be briefed on the situation in Zimbabwe on Tuesday. U.S. Ambassador Zelmay Khalilzad said UN Deputy Secretary General Asha Rose Magiro, who was attending the African Union summit in Egypt, and UN Envoy Haley Menkerios, who was just in Zimbabwe, would address the Council. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.